Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. As the U.S. Department of the Navy transforms into a net-centric force, it focuses on creating information networks with the new levels of connectivity and integration while providing common and consistent data throughout the force. In doing so, it seeks to enhance the joint warfighter's ability to make informed and timely mission-critical decisions. With us this morning to discuss efforts in this area is our special guest, Mr. Robert Carey, Chief Information Officer of the U.S. Department of the Navy. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation is Bob Reeve, partner in IBM's defense practice. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, all.
Rob, before we get started, can you ground our listeners by taking a few moments to describe the mission of your office and how it supports the overall mission of the Navy and the DoD?
Al, we are a team that sits in the Secretariat, so we work for the Secretary of the Navy directly, and our job is to set the strategic direction and the policy for the IMIT, so that's information management, information technology, that's used across the department. So that spans both warfighting and business, aka ERP type things and C2 systems. So it is a broad portfolio of opportunities to align across the Navy and Marine Corps team.
So that's both the back office and the front office.
Correct.
Great, great. So can you give us a sense of the scale of your office in terms of how it may be organized, your staff size, and kind of your overall footprint across the DoD?
Sure. We are a fairly small staff, about 30 civilians or so. We have a deputy CIO for policy and integration. That's John Lussier, who works directly for me in my office. We have a deputy CIO Navy. That's Vice Admiral Mark Edwards, who's also double-headed as the OPNAV Chief of Naval Operations N6. And we have a deputy CIO Marine Corps, which is Brigadier General George Allen, and he is also Headquarters Marine Corps C4. So that's sort of the leadership element. The organizations that the deputy CIO Navy Marine Corps have are linked to us through a designation letter of responsibilities that they carry out, because information technology authorities sort of flow through the secretary to me, to them. And so that's how they actually get to play in the space. We sit in Crystal City right now, although we're headed to the Pentagon in 2010. And so we're a fairly small footprint right now, and we have a broader organization that we can rely upon in the Navy Marine Corps team.
Rob, to provide some greater detail and follow up on that, can you describe your specific responsibilities and duties as the Department of Navy Chief Information Officer? And particularly, could you give us a sense of how you coordinate or work with the deputy CIOs for the Navy and the Marine Corps, and also the program executive officers, particularly PEO, EIS, as well as the other DoD CIOs?
As we set policy and strategic direction for the department, what that really means is to sort of chart that course, to establish those tenets and boundary conditions of which the over 800,000 folks are going to live within, that my simple term of we make the rules, okay? But we also chart the place where we want the department to go. So the strategic plan and the strategic direction are the lofty places we want to go and aim all those building activities and transformational activities towards those points in space. We work with our supporting elements and the PEOs and the ASN, RDNA, the Research Development Acquisition Team, through the use of the Information Executive Council or Committee, the IEC that I chair. And that's a group that is made up of the deputies, ASN, RDNA, ASN, FM, so that's the Research Development Acquisition Team and the Financial Management Team, as well as the PEOs, as well as NetWarcom. So that body is fully capable of making decisions across the department. And that's how we try to communicate formally. And then we have very vast numbers of informal channels and working relationships with people on the team. So as we move particular projects downstream, whether it be security, whether it be something on NMCI, whether it be something on privacy, we reach out and touch the responsible parties and make the connections.
So regarding those responsibilities and duties in the way your office operates, what are the top three challenges that you've faced in your position, and how have you addressed those challenges?
Today, the number one challenge for all of us is security, hands down. The world has changed dramatically in the last 4 or 5 years, where the threats are real, the threats are known. And so balancing the ability to get access to information while maintaining a proper security paradigm is a huge challenge for us and is sort of the number one issue that I work. We cannot cut off individuals' abilities to access information to make decisions. That's what information is about. The ability to render proper facts in front of a decision that a leader must make. At the same time, the internet was set up to be inherently open, not inherently secure. So balancing the ability to keep unwanted folks out of our networks and allow the right sets of accesses into information in the network and out of the network, because not all our information is inside our firewalls, for example, that's the challenge that I face the most, and I spend a lot of my time on. Another challenge that has taken up a lot of my time is privacy, you know, protecting the personally identifiable information, PII. So much of PII is available on the internet, but now creating those processes within the Navy Marine Corps team that will properly safeguard it. The last thing we want is a sailor or a Marine downrange worrying about his credit. He has to worry about what's right in front of him, not worrying about what's going on in the back office at home. And then I think the last thing that I worry about most is that is managing change. All these things that become new, whether it is the next generation network, whether it is NMCI, whether it is smart cards and logging onto the machine with your PIN and not your password, are change. And the department is a cross section of the United States that doesn't like change. It likes to do things the way they've always done it. And so generally in my world, it is never the technology. The technology generally always works. What doesn't work is, and what takes time and takes a lot of effort, is integrating the new process and displacing the old one, integrating the new technology and displacing the old one, and moving into the culture zone, and how do I integrate across the curve. So those are sort of the top three things that I get my time as well as, and then affect my strategic planning, if you will.
So to clarify, the change that you talk about is not only the integration of the technology, because technology obviously is continually changing, but it's really dealing with how the organization itself, how the people themselves absorb that change over time.
Exactly. So much of IT is consistent, or should be consistent in my view, across the department. And so when you find that IT has presented the opportunity to most commands and individuals to embrace it and deliver value to their boss and deliver a transaction or a business result that was probably not optimized early on. Then they act on it for 10 years, let's say. So now we want to create an enterprise way of doing business. Now I have to move the 4 or 5 people who worked a subordinate process to change into the new way. So that part gets to be hard, because you're trying to convince them that what they've been doing isn't wrong. It's just not the most efficient way to do business.
Rob, I understand you started your career in the Department of the Army. Could you describe your career path for our listeners?
I started testing weapons for the Army at Aberdeen Proving Ground, the most fun job I ever had in my life. I was blowing things up for a living. I moved to the Navy in 1985, transferred, and I started working on sonar domes, those things that hang off the bows of ships and allow us to find submarines from surface ships. And then moved into a lot of undersea weapons and systems engineering and sonar projects within the Naval Sea Systems Command. And then from there, I moved into the IT space. A former CIO, Dan Porter, pulled me in and asked me to come over and start working on electronic business, which I did. And then I immediately got tasked with managing the smart card deployment in the Department of Navy, which was a huge change management initiative, rolling out the new ID card. And if you can imagine, people not wanting to change, that old green ID card that we were so familiar with that we had had for 20 years, showing them the new plastic ID card with a chip on it got me a lot of indoctrination to how people don't like to change. And then I think about 5 years ago, I was selected to be the deputy CIO. I was fortunate enough to jump up behind Dave Winogrand, who was my predecessor, and work with him doing management of the office portfolio, if you will, across all the teams that we have in the office. And then while I was in the desert in Fallujah, I was selected to be the CIO and actually met the Secretary of the Navy while I was there at Thanksgiving time and shook his hand and thanked him for picking me and told him I'd see him in April. So that's sort of it. And then I have spent some time deploying for Desert Storm 1 and now this one. I did go to Fallujah in 2006, 2007 and spent some time with the 3rd Naval Construction Regiment doing construction planning, which was a very enjoyable experience, a little bit stressful, but very enjoyable.
Great. So as you sort of reflect back on your experiences at the Army, the Navy, and all the different roles that you've had, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role and perhaps have shaped your leadership style?
I have learned over time and watching my bosses. I've always been fortunate to have really good bosses by and large, and you learn from them, watch what succeeds and what doesn't succeed. You learn that the I say you do mentality of the old Navy doesn't work very well. You learn that consensus building and team-based approaches, obtaining buy-in early on, works a whole lot better. Because if people are not surprised when they see change coming, or if they were part of it when it was being developed, they will embrace it a whole lot better and try to make it go. So my leadership style has been influenced by my experiences in the uniform Navy as well as my civilian assignments to be collaborative, to be team-based, to be one of obtaining consensus before we move on, although I believe that I can make decisions as well. There comes a point in time in an argument that we have to make a decision and we have to move on, and you just have to realize when do you cross that point. So I think that's helped me understand both the uniform Navy. While I was in Fallujah living with the uniform Marine Corps for 7 months, I learned how they operate in the field in combat conditions. So when you bring all that back, you have an appreciation of how should I now try to make large change management initiatives in information technology go.
That's great. What about the Department of the Navy's IT transformation? We will ask Robert Carey, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of the Navy, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.